10 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I have a rare honor this morning. I have a chance to talk to one of the neatest people in Pensacola, if you ever get a chance to know him, the former commanding officer at Naval Education Training Command onboard NAS Pensacola, the at one time admiral in residence, now retired two-star rear admiral, Don Quinn. Admiral Quinn, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. I'm standing in attention, ready to go.
Very good. So let's just kind of get to the point. We have a ship commissioning that was supposed to be a big, wonderful, amazing, awesome event and is now going to be just a little bit different, obviously, because of COVID-19. Tell folks what is happening next week and what's happening right now in preparation for it.
All right. USS Tripoli, for those interested in the ship and want to see videos of the commissioning and the launching and learn about the ship and her leadership, I urge you to go to the Greater Pensacola Chamber website. There's a lot of great information there on the ship. It's been an unusual, the most unusual commissioning I've ever been involved in because of delays in construction and then, of course, COVID-19, which has now caused the entire week of celebration of the commissioning of the ship to be canceled. So we've kind of gone back to the future, back to a low-key, internal-to-the-ship-only commissioning, which is going to occur next Wednesday. So while we call the ship USS Tripoli, she doesn't become USS Tripoli until Wednesday of next week. So the crew of 1,100 will gather. They will hoist the commissioning pennant, bring in the ship to life. They will set the first watch. And then about a week later, they're going to leave Pascagoula, Mississippi, bypass us and head on around the south of the tip of South America, heading on their way to their home port of San Diego.
Yeah, I am so bummed that this is not going to be something that we can attend because I was so eager to see it. I've seen some of these commissionings, you know, online elsewhere, and the fact that Pensacola was going to have one, that we are now going to be the sponsor city for this ship, this, you know, marine amphibious ship. It's the second in what the America class amphibious ship series. So this is going to have, you know, Ospreys and F-35s and, you know, King Stallions and Venoms and Vipers and just all, I mean, it's a marine, you know, aircraft carrier, and here we are not going to be able to see it, but it is going to happen. And one of the things that you are involved in that people might not be as familiar with is the preparations for the planking. And again, for folks inside the Navy very well familiar with this, for people outside the Navy, explain to them what a planking ceremony involves and why this is such a significant thing.
Well, a plank owner is someone who is with the ship the day that the ship was commissioned. And it's an event that you remember for the rest of your life. And as part of that, the city that is sponsoring the commissioning will provide plank owner plaques and then a coin to each one of the crew members. In this case, there's 1,100 of them. So because it's a big ship and a big crew, it's a bigger bill. As you might expect, the commissioning being canceled due to COVID really hurt our fundraising efforts. But one of the neat things about Pensacola is basically the people of Pensacola said, we don't care, we're going to support them anyhow. So it's about a $90,000 bill. And all of my donors, even though they didn't get to go to the celebration, didn't get to go to the parties, the receptions, or ride the ship, they said, hey, keep my money. I want to take care of the crew. So we are doing that. We have bought the plaques and coins. And over the next 2 days, we're going to assemble about 1,200 of them over at Sandy and Bubba's Chevrolet over in Milton. And then we'll deliver those next week. And in the midst of all this COVID depression and bad news, we think it's going to perk up the day for all those people because they're going to receive on Wednesday a beautiful plaque and a beautiful coin. Jackie Gray, who worked for Sandy, she leads this effort. She's led it for the last six or the last five commissionings before this. And then the artist is Jennifer Kinsler from Navy Federal. And those two ladies just did a bang-up job, and I've been standing on the sidelines cheering.
Oh no, it is fantastic. You sent me a picture of the plank, and for people who don't know, you know, it's sort of the old style of you would take a piece of the board that the ship was built out of, and you would turn it into this plank that people would keep. Of course, now they're made out of steel, so it, you know, doesn't work that way. But we get a bit of wood that this is on, and it looks like an old style plank that you'd see on top of the ship. But the coin, each half of the coin, you know, the front half has got the insignia for the ship, the symbolry for the ship, and then the backside is they are beautiful. It's got a light, you know, the Pensacola Lighthouse with the Blue Angels flying over it and Fat Albert all in blue and yellow. I mean, and then, of course, a big picture of the ship itself with an Osprey flying off of it and another one of the Marine helicopters. And, I mean, it's just fantastic, and everybody's going to get one. I love that the donors paid for this, and then even though they weren't going to be able to get all the normal perks of it, they still said, hey, this is what we do. This is Pensacola. We want to supply it anyway. I did get a question in from a text real quick, Admiral Quinn. Is the Tripoli too big for the Panama Canal, or can it go through the Panama, or do you happen to know?
I'm an aviator, so that's my disclaimer up front. But I believe that the United States Navy chooses not to put our capital ships through the Panama Canal because of the threat.
Okay.
The Tripoli, I think, could fit through the new canal. I was actually just there on a cruise 2 years ago, and she could fit through there. I suspect that the decision has been made up at leadership levels not to put our capital ships through there because, you know, you're a sitting duck if somebody decides you're going to go after the ship.
Yeah, not a lot of maneuvering space for you to take defensive action. Admiral, I have one other question I wanted to ask you because I know it's such a great reason for the name, and I want to hold you on for just a second. Admiral, I just think this is one of those, like, make sure to tell this part of the story. This is not just any old ship name. There is a special significance for the name Tripoli, which has been used on ships previously. Tell folks what Tripoli means to the Navy and the Marines.
Well, this is the third ship named for Tripoli, and Tripoli, if you recall from the Marine Corps hymn, that is part of their hymn. The biggest thing today is, you know, that is the sword was presented to Presley O'Bannon after his work over there, and that is still the sword worn by Marine Corps officers today. And as we discussed, that was the first battle ever fought by the U.S. military not on our soil. So after the Revolutionary War and all that, I think the country was kind of deciding, hey, do we need a standing military? Why do we want to have a standing military? And then pirates started grabbing U.S. cargoes and crews over in the Mediterranean. So we got some ships built and then ultimately went over there and got one of our crews back. And that was the fundamental reason for those Marines going over and leading a group. And, against Tripoli.
Well, yeah, it's a great heritage, a great history, a wonderful name. I'm so glad Pensacola is able to be a part of it. I'm super bummed that we aren't going to be able to watch it, but obviously under the circumstances, we understand why. This was an enormous undertaking to get this to be here and to follow through on it. So, Admiral Quinn, you and your folks, I give you tremendous credit for bringing this about. I mean, for people who still aren't quite getting it, this is an amphibious aircraft carrier. I mean, this is a huge ship. It's going to be 840 feet long. It's got 1,600 Marines plus right around 1,000 Navy staff that are going to operate it all the time. So this is a massive undertaking and a huge honor for Pensacola. Admiral Quinn, retired two-star Rear Admiral, former commanding officer of Naval Education Training Command onboard NAS Pensacola. Admiral, thanks for the time. Thanks for all the things you continue. I don't think everybody knows what you continue to do for the community. We appreciate you, sir.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you and update folks on what's going on.